On this Father's Day, June 16th, 1946, we honor the returning veterans. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very happy to present the man who has been chosen radio's Father of the Year. A young man whose sincere devotion to the principles of tolerance and brotherhood has won him honor as a citizen to equal his fame as a singer, Frank Sinatra.
Hi, neighbors. I'm very proud to have been chosen radio's Father of the Year so that I can take part in honoring the returning veteran on his Father's Day. The first Father's Day in 5 years that we can celebrate in peace. Now, nobody needs to be told that this peace didn't come easily. The hardship and suffering that our men endured have written a chapter in our history that will be forever glorious. And it is to these men who dropped their peaceful pursuits, these boys who laid aside their school books, it is to the veterans of this citizen army that met and defeated two of the mightiest war machines of all time that this Father's Day is humbly, respectfully, and gratefully dedicated. Millions of them are home now, and more are on the way. And the thrill they'll never forget is the day when they snapped their final salute and heard the officers say,
"Here you are, son. Goodbye and good luck."
"Thank you, sir."
"You! I'm out!"
Yes, Martin is out. We drafted him, gave him a gun and a uniform, and shipped him off to an island he couldn't pronounce, where he got stung by insects he'd never even heard of. We slapped him on the back and said, "Let us hear from you, kid, when you get to Tokyo." Well, sir, he got there, and we heard. And now he's home, and his job finished. But when Martin and the millions like him finished their job, it meant that our job was just beginning. And what is our job? Well, let's look around the country. There's a fellow over there with a discharge button in his lapel. Let's find out what he's looking for.
My name is Johnny Metzger. But a few months ago, I was a sergeant in the Air Corps. Tail gunner on a B-24 with 43 missions over Europe. I had some pretty close calls, but I managed to get through without a scratch. I thought everything would be smooth sailing once I got back to the States. The first night I got home, my wife and I started to make plans.
Bedroom so I can fix one up as a nursery for Anne. And I'd like a separate dinette, wouldn't you, dear?
Yeah, sounds like a darn good deal to me, Kathy. We'll start looking tomorrow, huh?
Well, sir, Johnny and Kathy want a place of their own. It's a simple enough thing to want after being separated for 3 years, isn't it? But let's see what happened when they started looking.
How do you do, Mr. Keller? We saw your name in the phone book and we thought you might be able to help us.
We're looking for a 4 or 5 room place. We'd like to find a little house, but I understand they're scarce, so we'll probably have to take an apartment for the time being.
How long you been out, son?
Why, just 3 days.
I thought so.
Does that have anything to do whether you'll rent us an apartment or not?
No. I just knew you hadn't been looking very long from your optimistic expression.
Oh, you mean we'll have a pretty hard time finding a place?
No, not pretty hard, not even awfully hard. If every other real estate man in town is in the same boat I am, and I think they are, you won't find anything, period.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Mr. Keller, but we think we'll look anyway.
Sure, go right ahead, Miss Metzger. Maybe through some fluke you'll find something, but it's 1,000,000 to 1 against you. I'd like to help you. Had a boy in service myself, but there's nothing I can do. People call me every day offering boys.
What's going to happen, Mr. Keller? We're lucky. We do have a place to stay with our folks, but what about the fellas coming back that have to find home? What are they going to do?
Your guess is as good as mine, son. Some say the government has to step in and build housing. Others say private industry can do the job. I don't know the answer.
Maybe Mr. Keller doesn't know the answer. Maybe nobody knows the answer now. But it's up to us, to you and me, to find the answer. And until homes are available for Johnny and Kathy, and all the veterans' families who need them, our duty to the returned servicemen won't be fulfilled. Yes, sir? Housing, that's part of our job. What else is there? Let's see, how about you, young fellow? What's your story?
My name is Al Thomas, Seaman First Class Thomas, up to 6 weeks ago. 8 months on a Navy tanker, and a year and a half on a cruiser that covered landings from Iwo Jima on. Escorted the Mighty Moe right to Tokyo Bay. I was drafted when I was 18 and was working as a stock boy in a department store. I was a boy when I went away. I was a boy for some time after I got in the Navy, too. Until one day off Okinawa.
Why don't those nips give up? We've been knocking them off like sitting ducks.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to prove. Here comes another one.
Yeah. Get your pencil ready to chalk him up.
He's getting through, Joe. He's heading straight for us.
He's trying to crash into us.
Hey, we've got to get him.
It's too late. We can't. Look out! Oh, you all right, Al?
Yeah, where did we take it?
Number 2 gunwale.
Hey, look, it's on fire. Come on, let's drag those guys out of there.
The fire's getting near the ammunition.
We gotta work fast. Come on.
With complete disregard for his own safety, Seaman Thomas rescued 4 of his shipmates and fought the fire until ordered to the sick bay for treatment of his own burns.
Congratulations, Thomas. I am very proud to be serving with a man like you. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm about well, sir.
Good. With men like you around, we'll have this thing ended before very long.
Well, pretty soon I was back on duty. Before long, we were in Tokyo Bay and the war was over. Then came discharge, civvies, and well, I went back to see my old boss.
Come in, Al. How are you? Have a chair.
Oh, hello, Mr. Anderson. Yeah. I just thought I'd drop in and
the answer is yes, Al. Your old job's waiting for you any time you want to take it.
Well, that's what I wanted to see you about, Mr. Anderson. Yeah. You see, I've done a lot of things since I left here.
Oh, and we read all about it, Al. We're all mighty proud of you.
Well, frankly, Mr. Anderson, I'd like to have a chance at something better than a stock boy.
Well, there's not much open now, Al. Other fellas are coming back, too, you know.
Oh, sure. I don't want to take anybody's job, but, well, now I feel like I could handle a bigger job.
I don't doubt you could, Al. I wish I had something to offer. I'll tell you what you do. Come back on your old job, and as soon as things are settled, we'll talk about it.
Okay, Mr. Anderson. I'll be in Monday morning. Well, there's another part of our job. Realizing that a lot of the boys who went away are coming back men with new abilities, confidence, and a determination to make the most of them. Our job is to recognize this change and to help these veterans in any and every way we can. And there are other things, too. Suppose we ask this young fellow over here.
My name's Jim Crowder. I went into North Africa with the 9th Division. I was with the outfit through Sicily, France, and Germany. We're up to VE Day. I've been home now for about 2 months. And I didn't realize I was a problem until one night I overheard Mother and Dad talking.
George, I'm worried about Jim. He seems so distant, as if there was some sort of a barrier between us. Haven't you noticed it?
Yes, I have, Mary. I've been wanting to talk to him about getting a job or going to school. But every time I've started to bring it up, I've felt as if I was with a stranger. Where is he now?
In his room.
Maybe we haven't tried hard enough to get close to him. I think I'll have a little talk with him now.
Yes?
Can I come in, Jim?
Oh, sure, Dad.
I was wondering what your plans are for tonight.
Oh, nothing special. Thought I might read a while and go down to the corner, maybe.
Would you like to go to the ball game? Dusty Willis is pitching. Remember, Jim, we saw him pitch his no-hitter in 41?
Sure, I remember. I don't think I want to go, Dad. Not much interested in baseball anymore.
Jim, you're not much interested in anything, are you?
Not a matter of interest, Dad. I heard you and Mother talking a minute ago. I wish you wouldn't worry about me.
Oh, we're not really worried. You know how your mother is, but if there's anything on your mind we can help you with, son, we want to do it.
I've got plenty on my mind, Dad, but nobody can help me. Something I have to work out for myself. I don't want to pull the returned hero stuff and live in a shell, but since I've come back, I've discovered that a lot of the things I used to think were important don't mean anything to me. I don't know what I want to do or how I want to live. But I'm thinking about it, Dad, and when I've decided, there'll be plenty of things I want to talk over with you and Mother and get your help on. So don't worry about me. And when I've thought it all out, we'll talk it over. Let's leave it that way, shall we?
Sure, son. We'll leave it that way. And whatever you decide, you know you can count on us.
Understanding. You know, that's probably the most important thing of all that we can give to the returned veteran. Understanding of his desire to solve his problems in his own way. Understanding of his difficulties in fitting into his old life. Understanding if he doesn't want to go back to his old ways and wants to strike out in something new.
Understanding is a mighty easy word to say, but a whole lot depends on how well we put that word into action. Well, there it is, neighbors. Just a few of the ways we can back up the glad hand we all gave the veteran as we welcomed them home. And as we honor the veteran on this Father's Day, let's all bear this in mind. These are the fathers and future fathers of our country's families. And now, as it has always been, and as it will always be, the family is the lifeline of America.
Thank you, Frank Sinatra. You've been listening to a special Father's Day program narrated by Frank Sinatra and featuring Alan Baxter, Hazel Shermett, Tom Hudson, Bill Wyatt, Jerry Macy, and Bill Adams. This program was written by Harry Bailey and directed by Tom Kelleher.